back. You know, as Jim mentioned a number of times during the show, today is Good Friday. Good Friday is a symbol of hope for Christians anyway. Always has been for me. And I want to say that there are a number of situations going on in the world that certainly give me hope. I mean, I can go on and I can wave my arms and say, you know, this is terrible. What's going on is exactly what is written in the last chapter of the New Testament, and which, as you guys know, is Revelation. And all I want you to do is think about the concept of hope in today's society. I'm sleeping pretty well at night because I have a lot of faith in what's going on. And if I didn't have hope with some of the stuff that I've gone through in the last couple of years, I don't know what I would do. Jimmy, give me, if you would, in your opinion, the first sight of hope as I just described it.
I think our nation, America, has been falling for a long time. And the reason why it's been falling for a while is because of people have lost touch with faith, with the fact that there's something bigger, something larger out there that holds us accountable, okay, rather than just our own desires. And I think people are waking up.
What is that, Jim?
Well, I just say that I think we've been losing that faith. We've been losing that sense of moral guidance.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening now is, in spite of all the pain and all the suffering and these bizarre accusations, you know, these bizarre events that are happening around us all the time, what we've talked about a lot with the lack of justice in America, the censorship and the corruption and the influences in election fraud,
yeah,
all these things are actually, I believe, going to force Americans to rethink where we've headed. And I think it's going to turn more people back to understanding that we can't devolve into a godless society, that we have to have hope, that we have to respect the basic moral values that have made this nation not only great, but have actually made civilization and humanity better over the generations because they had a moral background, because they had moral purpose.
Right. What I would say in response to that is, number one, you're 100% right. There was an entirely different attitude in the United States here, I would say, back in the 19th century and certainly back in the beginning, the latter part of the 18th century. That attitude has to return. Sitting and complaining does absolutely no good. And we are going to be providing reasons that that's the case in the future here. I'm kind of tired about just talking about the negativity in our society, because it's personally leading me down the wrong path mentally. And what I'm going to do, just to salve my conscience at the end of when I'm done posting this program, I'm going to put up one more time, I'm going to put up some of the comments that Jim has made that are true. And if they were simply, if the situations discussed in those comments were simply taken care of, America would go back to being the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There's a picture that I saw earlier today, Al, that was a picture of New York and the high-rise buildings there about 100 years ago, lit up with massive crosses on top of the buildings, recognizing Good Friday and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that brings not only forgiveness for sins, but hope for a better future.
Right.
And I think this is where we've lost. What this war that's going on is much greater than just back and forth between politics and Justice Department and transgender issues.
Yeah.
It's really about darkness and light.
It really is. Well, that's the way that you and I look at it, Jim. But I want to say one thing. That doesn't, in my mind anyway, take this discussion and eliminate the Jewish faith. It basically highlights the Jewish faith along with Christianity. I'm spending a lot of time with some Jewish folks in my home here. I attended a Seder dinner last Wednesday, and I have to tell you, all of the goodness that I heard that came out of that particular dinner made me very proud of my Jewish friends. There's a lot of hope. If we're going to put a religious twist to this, you got to keep in mind that Christians are great, but they aren't the only people in the world. There are some very, very wise people and people who share Jim's thoughts and my thoughts in what I consider to be the other two major faiths, Christianity and Judaism.
Well, I think, so I think that nothing precludes either forgiveness, redemption, or respect for one another of
No.
human beings in following basic moral laws. And of course, when you undermine those at any level, at any faith, then and you think that you as an individual have you have no rules, then you can make decisions and you can push agendas in order to achieve what you believe is either more powerful or more influential. But it takes away the ultimate moral standards that have made people actually safer and trust each other. Because
right.
when you take away morality, then it's fine to do these, you know, just absolutely grotesque things to one another, as long as there's some sort of justification. It's fine to fight wars that destroy,
yeah.
you know, innocent people. It's fine to rob or take because, hey, there's no accountability there. And unfortunately, too many people have lost any sense of that. And again, it's not any particular religion, but Al, I'm talking about Easter this week, and Passover is combined right now, which is, you know, at the same time. I think all of that can be hopeful to human beings, right? I think it's very much can be hopeful for them. But it does come to a moral foundation. And of course, Christianity is based on that Jewish moral foundation and the Ten
yeah.
Commandments.
Yeah.
And but ultimately, in my view, it is about accepting and understanding that, you know, the sense of forgiveness, of redemption, and then avoiding sin.
Well, yeah, you know? My opinion, you know, on the kind of the theme that this show has taken, certainly for the past, certainly since 2000, the theme that the show has taken, it really boils down to one thing. The moderates feel, not the moderates, I'm sorry, the progressives feel that, from what I'm noticing, that our moral values are significantly different than theirs. You know, and that's how this transgender issue becomes what I would have to say. A little bit skewed in a direction that I don't believe in.
They have to destroy faith in
yeah,
order
yeah,
to justify their own.
Yeah.
Look, if they're worried, if in fact there is a judgment out there
right.
from higher,
right.
then they will not feel. Then what they're doing may be wrong. You know, drugs, sex, all you know,
yeah.
attack, abuse, whatever. All these things that are happening, something. They'd be held accountable for it. So they've got to destroy the faith.
You bet.
The ultimate problem is they can't really destroy faith. You can't destroy faith in something
no.
that is at the heart.
Right. I agree 1,000%. And we're going to be talking just a little bit more about that. I know that we have some listeners who feel very strongly the same way that I do in that direction. Jerry certainly is one of them, and it's pretty obvious that Tony is obviously also one of them. Most of our listeners have pretty good hearts, and most of our listeners are letting some of their thoughts be skewed by some of the faithless actions that are going on in America today. And I want to talk about that a little bit, and I want to prove that what we are saying, what Jimmy is saying in some of his commentary, is absolutely provable. Anyhow, I'm going to wrap the show up right now. I'm going to say have a happy Easter to all the Christians out there. And we're going to say continue to enjoy Passover to all of the Jewish folks out there. Talk to you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.